Back now with Day to Day. We spoke earlier with Michelle Singletary about budgeting and how much of your income should go to various costs. The government is changing what it says you should be spending on housing. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us with more on this. New numbers from the Census Bureau, Bob.
Yes, indeed, and it's not a change so much in what you should be spending on housing as what we are spending on housing. It's troubling news, not entirely unexpected, though. Median home prices have jumped 32% since this decade started, and all the while incomes have slipped about 3%, factoring in inflation. So in some ways, it's not a surprise that a lot of Americans are spending a lot more of their income on the roof over their heads. On the surface, it doesn't sound awfully bad. On average, the Census Bureau says American homeowners are spending 21% of their income on housing. As you mentioned, though, there is a government benchmark on this. The cost of housing becomes excessive if it's above 30% of a household's income. So on average, it doesn't seem to be a problem here, but there are a lot of areas where you don't want to be above average. Nationally, almost 35% of homeowners with a mortgage had housing costs that topped the government's excessive barometer there. The percentage of homeowners spending too much on their incomes on housing is up in every state but one. The only place it stayed the same since 1999 is the state of Hawaii.
So how else does this break down? Say, what's the most expensive state for housing costs?
Well, they don't call it the Golden State for nothing. Right here in California, it ranks number one in median home value, just shy of $478,000. And the Census Bureau now figures almost half of all California homeowners, specifically 48% here, spend more than that 30% of their incomes on housing.
Well, you know, we keep hearing that the real estate market is softening and it's going down. I mean, what's the trend? What's going to happen here? Maybe things will get better for people who want to buy a new home.
Well, maybe so, but some economists say that this could really be the problem here with this affordability factor. That may be the catalyst for this sharp decline in the housing market right now, because it's much more difficult for first-time home buyers to get into the market. At the same time, it's a lot harder for existing homeowners to trade up, and so what you have there is this big freeze. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into how much candidates are spending on next month's election, and it's more than you may think.
Thank you, Bob Moon of Marketplace from American Public Media.